I, too, was part of that class of 1991. And for us, Mr. Fisher was a great memory before we even met him. We got to hear the stories from older siblings of how he was, and so he was just a great, great man that we thought would be around forever because he had been in our eyes. So the day that I heard of his passing, I was in absolute shock. I sat on the couch, and the memories started to flow through my mind, just like old movies. And I found myself smiling. I was at a loss, but I felt so lucky to have been one who was blessed enough to know this caring, inspiring man. It sounds like most of us met Mr. Fisher in fifth grade. Well, we all picked out our instruments and squawked. But he sure had patience. We must have played those same three or four notes over and over for months. And he made sure that every single one of us understood the correct tone, the meaning of the beats, and he never gave up on any of us. Even my mom was tired of hearing me say, play that same song that was, what, two lines over and over, but Mr. Fisher never was. In junior high, we had someone else as a band teacher, but Mr. Fisher was still there. He came down and he chose a handful of us eighth graders to come up and play with the Torchlight Parade high schoolers. We felt pretty important to do that. That was a big honor to go up to the high school. We too got to skip class and go up and march through the streets of Deer Park. And the other night I was talking to Christy Player, who's now Christy Rodas, and one of her favorite memories, again, was marching through the streets of Deer Park. We would get out of class, take our instruments, and go walk. And one of the big things was remembering that you had to go left, right, left, right. It doesn't sound like a lot, but while you have the instrument in your hand and you're trying to make sure that your lines are straight this way and your lines are straight in front of you, oh, it felt like so much, especially as an eighth grader. But memorizing that music was absolutely not an option in Mr. Fisher's eyes. It was an expectation. And so we all did it. I remember thinking that the band uniforms were certainly not my favorite. We actually wore the white with the blue and gold at an angle. I remember feeling quite silly in the polyester uniform as an individual, but as a group, we looked so sharp. And in downtown Spokane, we sounded fantastic. With the drill team behind us, you could see the pride on Mr. Fisher's face. And he made it about us. He always had those drum majors who led us, and he walked along the sidelines. But you could certainly see that pride. And the crowd loved us. They would ooh and ah, especially when we would end the song. And what would the drill team do in our era? The splits on the pavement, each and every time we ended that song. It was amazing. Me too, during my sophomore year, dropped out of band, but I did begin cheerleading with Mr. Fisher, and he was our advisor. I don't know if everybody knows that, but he not only led the band, later the jazz band, and the drill team, but he was the cheerleading advisor. He gave us a little less face time because he taught us to manage ourselves, which is carried on into all of our careers. We knew what the rules were without him ever having to tell us. And that was one of the things that was so great about Mr. Fisher. You just knew. And as a cheerleader, we knew that we represented our school as well as Mr. Fisher. We knew the rules. There was no making out in your uniform. There was to be no potty mouth words used while you were in your uniform. You were to be appropriate, ladylike cheerleaders. And we were. We knew that that's what he wanted, so that's what we did. He helped us to grow and work out our own scheduling system. There weren't very many of us, and we cheered for football and volleyball and basketball. And so we had to divide up the scheduling so that we could work our jobs, do driver's ed, and do all of our classes. And when we had issues with one another, which often happened with the cheerleaders, he would encourage us to talk it out. He was always there for us, and he would listen. He would truly listen to us anytime we needed him. And again, like you've heard, he was very good with advice. Maybe not the advice we wanted to hear, but it was usually the right thing. One of the many cold football games, we went out to cheer with our long underwear underneath our skirts. We thought we were smart. It was cold. Everybody else got to wear coats and long underwear and pants. Oh, he was up there with the band in the stands, and he turned around and just looked at us and gave us a look, and we knew. White long underwear under your cheerleading skirt is not acceptable. The other squad had warm-ups. We didn't get to, so we ran off and came back with just our skirts on, and sure enough, he looked out and he smiled. We sure did cheer a lot harder that night, and you know what? Maybe that was his plan the whole time. We were cheerleaders. Oh, and then I remember it was the end of my junior year. We had cheerleading tryouts, and back then we had to try out as a group in front of the student body, and then as an individual in front of the student body. And then the student body got to vote on who they wanted to have represent them as cheering. So we were all called into the band room. We were sitting there waiting to find out who the 1990-1991 cheerleaders would be. I remember sitting there with Gretchen and Machen Messerschmidt, and we were so nervous. Oh, he was so calm. He was in his office doing paperwork, and he just kept smiling at us. There was no stress on his face, because he knew we would be great. No matter who the school chose, we would be great, and we were, for him. And to this day, I too love music, and I still love cheerleading. And I have Mr. Fisher, this wonderful, wonderful man, to thank for all of this, for all of the memories, and for my love of music. He has given me the courage and confidence to do the things that I do now, as well as the things that I did in school. He believed in each and every one of us and pushed us to be the greatest person that we could be. So, thank you, Mr. Fisher.